High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
This afternoon, it gives me pleasure to welcome James Sinkinson to our show. Welcome, James.
Thank you. Thank you.
And apparently we're speaking to you all the way from America.
I'm an American who has made Aliyah to Israel, so I am both an Israeli and an American.
Okay, nice. So you're in Israel at the moment? Okay, fantastic. So I think elections are the theme of the week, and it seems that you are the president of facts and logic. That is a super interesting presidential title. So welcome. We're excited to hear more about that too. So today is the elections in America, the biennial elections. So maybe you can tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, yes, obviously, as an Israeli, we just completed our elections last week, and now we're looking at the American elections with an eye to how this will affect life in Israel and politics in Israel and Israel's standing in the international community. And there's a lot at stake here. On the one hand, we're seeing a trend in the Democratic Party that makes life difficult for Israel in many cases. And we're also seeing a trend among Republicans in which they are more actively supporting Israel. These are not firm lines. We have the majority of elected officials in the United States support Israel. So Israel enjoys very strong support. But we're concerned about some of the Democrats. We want more pro-Israel Democrats to win and, of course, more pro-Israel Republicans to win.
Wow. Very interesting time to be alive in, especially as an Israeli-American. And I'm sure everyone's creating parallels according to the two elections and where the world is going to go from here.
Yes, well, of course, I can't predict. I'm not the job. I don't have the job of predicting the election outcomes, and most of the people who do have that job don't do very well at it. So I won't try to do that. But I can just say that we're looking for Democrats that support Israel, that makes our relations with Americans more easier. We're looking for also for more pro-Israel Republicans to win. That would make us stronger in the United States. Right now, with the Democratic Congress, House, Senate, and the presidency, that puts Israel diplomatically on the defensive a lot of the time. And we would prefer to spend our time telling a story of cooperation and progress and not conflict and contention, which often happens with the current constellation of power in the United States.
Yeah, there's an idea that Israelis often don't look at foreign policy. They're very much into what's going to happen for them in Israel on the ground. Are you getting a sense today in Israel that the Americans are very much looking at the elections today, or is it a very sideline issue for them?
I think the Israelis are watching the elections certainly more than any other elections outside of our country. They are looking at the American elections because, the United States has been a benefactor to Israel, an investor in Israel's military power to represent American interests in the Middle East. A lot of cultural exchange. Plus, the United States has a lot of influence on world opinion with regard to Israel.
Yeah.
So the stakes are quite high in these elections.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for giving us insight. And James Sinkinson, it was wonderful to have you on our show. And let's pray for good times ahead. Thank you so much.